And I got tempted to just drop the ball and go find a job, and there were offers. But I kept thinking, so I strongly feel that this is the core of my being. This is my life's purpose. If I go get a job, I might be attached to the money so much that I actually forget my vocation. And so I said, no, I'll stick to this. I'll keep doing consultancies and blah, blah, blah till, you know, we make ends meet for the organization. And that same 2015, things were so thick. I remember this time I had just done a number of consultancies and then paid for the volunteers, their stipend, paid for a number of things, paid for everything, and forgot to pay the house rent and forgot that I needed house rent, money for food, my siblings' education, and you know, all that. And a friend of mine and I were having coffee around that same time, and I told her, "What? You know what? You're gonna pay for this coffee, and I don't have rent. I don't have nini." And she told me, "You know what, Karen? Yeah, we know you're very passionate about young people and youth empowerment in Africa, but do you think these young Africans actually know that you care about them so much that you've given up everything for them, that you don't even have food or rent and whatever?" I said, "No." And she said, "So we have supported you as your friends, and we see your vision, we see where you're going, and it is great, but it is time you get a job." And she took me to her ATM and counted the money and told me, "This is for rent, this is for food, this is for this, this is for that. But for now, let's go get you a job. And then after we make money, you will come and run this." And yeah, I thought, yeah, I think it's time I got back into employment. But the question of dignity kept, you know, pulling at me. And I kept saying, you know what? This might just work. But again, it's so disappointing and so heart-wrenching that I don't know whether it's really going to work, but I so believe that Kenya needs leaders who are ethical, leaders who care about people, empathetic leaders, leaders who are competent and qualified to leaders in different sectors of society. So let me keep at it, but I'll be honest, 2015, time came when I stopped. Time came when I stopped. And I remember my younger sisters then, it was now their turn. They were talking to me and telling me, "No, Karen, we're not letting you give up. And no, God cannot have brought you this far to let you down. And why don't you use this rock bottom? You're feeling you failed at everything. Why don't you use this rock bottom as a stepping stone for your foundation for the future?" And it was difficult to believe them. Yes, I'd hear what they're saying and say, yeah, that's true. But look at me. Look at where it had been like 4 years, nothing forthcoming. I went to so many pitching competitions. I learned to pitch better. I learned to do proposals better. But still, many organizations were like, "No, youth organizations, no structures, nothing. No, we don't believe in that." So one of my sisters then took my laptop and started responding to emails, started reaching out to different people. And at some point she would actually force me and tell me, no, Karen, you have to dress up. You have to go to this meeting. And then slowly, sort of hope started coming back. Then 2016, again, of course, no funding. 2017, towards the end again, beginning, no funding. And at this point, I was sure, this is it. It's over. And then I was serving as the chair of the board of the Youth Congress. And Youth Congress is an organization that serves young people in informal settlements. Supporting them with skills and human rights issues, participation, you know, issues around that. And Ford Foundation was giving them a grant to support their work. And they needed to speak with the board chair. So I went for the meeting. And when we were done, I said, I am so inspired that there is an organization that is actually ready to work with and support a youth serving organizations working for young people.
Mm.
Like, this is so inspiring because I have not met any organization in the last like over 5 years. And I said, I run a youth organization and this is what we do. This is what we've been doing for the last number of years. Would you be this organization that believes in us to actually just be that last hope we're waiting to then get to the next level? And the gentleman said, oh yeah, I had actually done research about, you know, the work of Emerging Leaders Foundation and I was going to ask you about it. So he said, okay, I like the work you're doing. Draft a concept, share, and let's look at it.
Hmm.
So it was back and forth for like 6 months. Then finally they said, okay, we will give you your first grant.
Hmm.
And the gentleman came to the office because then, so by then we had shifted and were being hosted by another organization.
Mm-hmm.
Around Riverside area. And so he came to do a due diligence on the organization. And so he asked questions like, do you guys have a board? Yes. Where are the minutes? I didn't know where the minutes were. Do you have policies in place? No. Do you have this and that organizational structure? No. Do you have contracts? I didn't even have my own contract. I didn't even know I needed a contract in the first place.
Mm.
And so he looked at us and he said, wow, you are actually doing something on the ground, just like a number of youth organizations.
Mm.
And you may not have structures and all those things that are critical,
mm.
but we want to be that first organization that believes in you guys, but you have to make sure that you put in place all the structures and systems for the next 1 year that you will then give us hope as an organization to partner with other youth organizations and support youth serving organizations. Because many funders and donors go to established organizations. Many youth serving organizations are struggling, trying to carve their niche and, you know, all that. So 2017 was the first year we got our first grant from Ford Foundation, and it was such a lease of life.
Mm.
We were able to do so much work in the counties. Mm. It was actually a launching pad to county work. We have a presence in 15 counties in Kenya, supporting young people to understand devolution and participate, make their voices heard.
Mm.
Then, of course, a few more partners started coming on board.
Mm.
And then I signed up for a number of fellowships to just understand, how do I lead better? How do I lead myself better?
Mm.
Because then, remember, I was doing consultancies elsewhere, then serving at Emerging Leaders Foundation.
Mm.
I had never taken a break, like leave for like over 10 years.
Mm.
And so I burnt out at some point.
Mm.
And I didn't know that was burnout. I had never heard of anything called burnout.
Mm.
And I remember, and the board, whenever we would meet with the board chair would say, Karen, just make sure you're working with a team and not alone, because you need a team, you will burn out. And yeah, so remember, we didn't have money to pay staff. So I would be the trainer, I would be this, I would be like everything in the organization. Hey, burnout came. Oh, it was crazy. So I go to see the doctor, I get to do different tests, and then he looks at it and tells me, everything is normal. Then starts asking me questions about lifestyle. When did you last take rest? And I'm just sitting there trying to remember. It had been like roughly about 10 years. And I was like, you know what? You have to stop. You have to take a break. Yes, slow down.
Mm.
At least for the next 2 weeks, do nothing. And I wondered, what do you mean do nothing? All my life I have known work. Like, I have to work Monday to Monday, work into the night, wake up in the morning working. So 2 weeks, no work, what would I be doing?
Mm.
And he said, young lady, you know what? If you do not stop, your body will stop you. That was a wake-up call. I took a break, traveled, went away to just reflect and relax and take it easy. And that's when I discovered the power of self-care. So now I'm such a big champion for self-care for individuals, especially leaders. Because I think a lot of times leaders imagine they have all the answers. They have, and the people who follow leaders or people who are led, imagine leaders have all the answers and they need to know everything. They need to be perfect. But no, leaders also struggle. Leaders have moments when they don't know what to do, or they don't know what the right decision is.
Mm.
So leaders need to take care of themselves, body, soul, mind, and spirit.
Mm.
It's so critical. It's critical.
So you take this time, you rest a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a glass of water first.
Yes.
It's good. It's very... do you need to take a break? Okay, let's take a break and then we pick it from there.